Blog Talk Radio.
Want to say welcome to the Intune Show, and for all those who continue to support the Intune Show, we just want to say we love and we appreciate you. Tonight's guest, as you guys just heard, is Juiced Up, and that's our man Money Dash. And after so many years of opening up for artists like Joe Button and Rick Ross, Money Dash is making his own ways in hip-hop with his latest single, Juiced Up, is what we just heard. So without further ado, let's bring on Mr. Money Dash and get in tune with him. For all those who want to dial in, you can do so to ask a question and be respectful at 818-495-6975, or you can join our interactive chat room to voice your opinion if you're a little camera shy. So once again, we say what's up to Mr. Man. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good. So I was over here, you know, after working like 13 hours and then still putting in more work, which you know all too well about. I'm over here like, okay, I'm tired, but I have to put on my game face, and then I play this song, and now I'm juiced up.
Hell yeah. I feel that. That's dope.
So welcome to the Intune Show, and, you know, we're really grateful that you took the time to tune in to us tonight. So tell us, what was it like hearing your track being played just now? Because I was having a good time.
Oh, man, that joint gives me hype every time I hear it, so it's always it's always dope hearing it, especially on the radio, you know.
Absolutely. And seeing that you had one that you were doing with Juice McCain.
Yeah, that Been Grinding joint.
Tell us a little bit about how you got, you know, hooked up with Juice.
Well, that joint, I actually ran into him a few years back and chopped it up with him and just talked about music and whatnot and just kind of went our separate ways. And then my brother had made that beat. And I was thinking, well, we were both thinking, like, it'd be dope to have him on the track. So I linked up with him again. I hit him up on Twitter, actually, and got his info, and we chopped it up and sent him the beat, and he heard it. He was feeling it, and we linked up like that.
Yeah, definitely. I had the opportunity to talk to him not too long ago, and he's actually going to be coming back on the show, so I'm excited to hear about his new projects. So shout out to Juice McCain for, you know, bringing his flavor to Juiced Up. So tell us, what are the many benefits of, you know, going out here and diving into this hip-hop music world? What's the benefits?
Oh, man, it's crazy benefits. I mean, you get people to hear your songs like all over the country, you know, and just for people that don't know who you are or haven't heard your music yet, for them to get a chance to hear it and feel it, you know, you just get a chance to gain a lot of fans and exposure, you know.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you kind of said that, because so many people that I interviewed, they always like, oh, because, you know, people need to know I'm the best out there and all of this stuff. But it's real humbling to hear that you're like, you know what, it's a way of, you know, outsourcing your talent, and it allows other people to gain on your creativity and where you're coming from.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. So tell me, how do you react when, you know, people approach you and notice you out there in your neighborhood and things of that nature? Are you like, hey, what's up? Or are you like, oh, God, here we go again?
No. I'm always looking forward to people, like, showing love in the streets and whatnot. And when people come up to me, I'm just, like, man, grateful for them to be able to feel my music the way they do and be a fan, you know? It's like, that's my whole goal, is to make music that people could feel and vibe to. And when people tell me that in the streets, it just, like, reassures me that I'm doing my job, you know?
Absolutely. So how did you come up with your name? Because, you know, that's going to be, like, in every interview you go to, everyone's going to be like, okay, how did you come up with Money Dash? Money Dash.
That name came up, I was just chilling with one of my boys before I even started rapping. And might have been when I barely started or something, and we were listening to an old Drag On track, and he was saying, he was spitting something about drag to the dash or something like that, and my boy just said something about money to the dash, so I was like, man, that's pretty dope. I'll just run with that, and it just kind of turned into just Money Dash, and now people just call me Dash or Money Dash, you know?
Right, absolutely. So I detect a little bit of an accent. Okay, so,
what's
you know,
that?
I detect a little bit of an accent in your tone, in your voice.
Oh, okay.
Okay, where's that streaming from?
I was born here in the United States, but I'm half Mexican, so Mexican.
Really?
I guess you could say. Mexican-American.
Wow. That's a fiery combination.
I appreciate that.
No, I'm just saying, you know, I love Mexico. I love it. Been
oh,
here
yeah.
quite a few times. So if I could just move there, I would, you know, I
yeah.
really would. But good people, I'll tell you that, good people.
Definitely.
So how come you were so anxious to immerse into the, you know, music industry? What was your first, what was the first time that you realized this was something that you wanted to do with your life?
The first time I realized I really wanted to pursue this was from the beginning. I got into it. My brother was started producing, started making beats and stuff, and I was just like, I've always been a fan of hip hop, so I would always check out his beats that he was working on, and he made this one that I liked, and just decided to write something to it, and my boy from work took me up with this guy and I recorded, so I recorded it and just showed my homies just to see what they thought, and they was really feeling it. Like, they're like, man, you got something here. So I just kept writing and recording and recording, and it just became a passion for me, and that's when I knew, like, I could pursue this and try to get out there, you know?
Absolutely. So for all those listeners out there who are just tuning in and those who have been on patiently awaiting to hear you speak, you know, if you were to describe your style, your music, you know, and your name, your image, your brand, everything in a few words, what are those, you know, a few words? Like, give me, like, at least five of them that will describe you as a whole.
All right. I would say definitely determined, humble, hungry, passionate, and let's see, just motivational, you know?
Absolutely. You know, headbangers, that's it. That would be like, Miss P is just really two. I'm just giving them headbangers. That's it. End of that question. Next. No. I'm bringing it. Okay, that's what I'm doing. Okay, that's it.
Yeah,
so, that's awesome. Definitely determination. So speaking on determination, I mean, are there any, is it like a story to why you gravitated to, you know, hip hop as a genre, you know, and as far as like culture, let's kind of go there a little bit, but, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, wow, you know, they'll be surprised because you wouldn't have, or, you know, thought that your culture was Mexican and American. So do you get a lot of that from people, like the genre of music you chose to gravitate to versus other genres out there? Do people, are they like surprisingly like, oh my God, he's not black, you know, one of those things?
Yeah. I get that a lot, actually. But once like they hear the music, it kind of like makes them understand. It's not like, I guess when people see me, they see, you know, a Mexican-American dude, and they automatically kind of put you in that gangster Mexican rap, I guess, genre.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like totally opposite of what I'm doing. I'm doing like straight hip hop, soulful beats, like club music, like a whole different lane from what people think. But once they hear the music, it just connects with them, you know, and they feel it. So I'm appreciative of it.
Absolutely. So do you write your own songs at all, or raps or verses?
Yeah. Yeah, I write. I come up with everything. Sometimes my brother, who is my producer also, he raps too. So me and him will sit down and come up with something, you know.
Do you ever suffer from writer's block? Because I tell you, for me to write one sentence, it takes like a month sometimes. So do you ever, you know, suffer from writer's block?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely sometimes you get in that mood where you're trying to write something, but just nothing's coming to your head, so... Just kind of, well, the way I do it is I just stop and do something else for a minute or something, get my mind off it, and then whenever I get some more ideas, I get back on it. But I definitely do experience writer's block.
Okay. So how do you decide, you know, on what tracks should make your EP, your album, your mixtape, or your single? How do you, you know, filter through your tons and tons of music I know that you probably have out there waiting to be, you know, filtered to the universe? So how do you decide which ones go on and which ones put to the side?
That we decide that by pretty much, I'll just grab the my team that's with me, and we'll sit down and we'll just bump each track, and we'll each like give our opinion of what we think we should do with it, and I'll show friends, just random people, I'll show them the track and just go off the mm-hmm. reaction, you know, and see what they're feeling and see what we're feeling, and then from there we'll just go and we'll piece them together, you know.
Okay. So what was one of your inspirations, like the biggest inspiration for your now, you know, mixtape Juiced Up?
This inspiration for this tape is pretty much just from everything that I've done up to this point. It's like now I want this tape. I want people to hear this tape and just think like, man, this is a solid ass tape. This dude is coming with it every song, you know, and that's what I'm trying to push out with this tape. It's just, I don't want nobody to skip a track. I just want them to put it in and play it.
Right. Absolutely. Because we all know about that, you know. Hey, I only like one song on the whole album. We know about those.
I'm not going that route. I'm trying to go every song.
Absolutely. So do you ever worry about the reception, you know, over what others may say of your music, whether it's a friend, a family member, or, you know, just some random person? Do you ever really, like, internalize about this?
Nah, you know what? I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion. So no matter, like, I know my music's not for everybody. Not everybody is going to feel the music, but just I've gotten just from the reactions that I've gotten up to this point, it's almost 100% positive. Like, people are behind me and pushing me. And you know, there is haters out there, but haters they're going to be out there everywhere, forever, you know? So you just got to kind of just brush that off and keep doing what you're doing if you believe in yourself.
Absolutely. So is there anything that you would like to do in addition to music?
Man, honestly, this is what I want to do, like, full force, you know?
Right, so no acting, no clothing line, you know, things of that nature. You know how people branch out after a while? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've never acted before, but that'd be pretty dope to try, you know? And clothing line also is it'd be dope to experience.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. You can say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you definitely, when you know, start to dibble and dabble into the clothing line, make sure you're making things for the ladies, too, because we like to look good, too, okay?
Oh, definitely.
Don't be selfish.
That's the first t-shirt I'm going to make is ladies t-shirt, ladies line.
Okay, and I'm going to need an extra, 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 extra small. No, I'm just kidding.
Got you.
I'm just kidding. Okay, so, you know, we already see that you're totally awesome as far as, like, personality, and your music is a headbanger, as I was saying. I was over here jamming to it. But in your opinion, how do you try to separate yourself, or how do you separate yourself from the quadrillion other people out here that's trying to do the same exact thing?
I just try to be honest with you, I just try to be myself, like, 100% of the time. And I, like, pretty much I see what everybody's doing and the route they're going. I'm just trying to do different things so I can stand out. Because obviously, like you said, there's a million people that are pursuing the same thing I'm pursuing everywhere. So you always got to differentiate yourself from them, but also just stay true to yourself. And, I mean, be yourself is all you can be. You know, don't be nobody you're not.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's really true, and that's where a lot of people lose themselves, in my opinion, just through everyday life, even if they're not in the music business. People tend to want to fit in with other things or make themselves look like something they're not, and then you lose yourself, you know? You lose yourself with all the game playing. Absolutely, so I agree with you. So you seem like a really, really humble person, down to earth, you know, approachable and all those good, yummy things. How do you manage, you know, is there like some recipe of how you manage to stay this way? Because as success, you know, grows for some, a lot of personalities and stuff and forgetting where you came from, you know, starts to take toll. How do you manage to just be, like, awesome?
Well, I mean, for that, I just pretty much got to thank moms and pops for raising me right, you know, and also just the people I surround myself with. Like, my team is a bunch of hardworking dudes, and they put a lot of their time and energy onto my project. So, and they're all humble dudes as well and cool people. And I think it's just people I surround myself with. I just try to keep it positive, and everybody that I'm around is cool. So we got no choice but to be cool, you know?
Absolutely. So are you right now, like, currently touring and doing shows and venues and things of that nature?
Yeah, right now I'm currently doing shows heavy out here in Phoenix, But we're working on branching out out there to Cali. I want to get some shows out there and then slowly moving south and then up to the East Coast.
Great. So what's the reception with the ladies? Because you're a cutie, and I noticed your little Twitter, AV, what is it, Avi? People be like, it's not an AVI, it's an Avi. Okay. I noticed that, you know, you have, you know, two ladies in a picture side by side. So, you know, how is the reception with the ladies? Are they, like, killing themselves and tripping each other trying to get to you? Come on, you could be honest. It's okay.
Nah, you know
don't
what?
Be modest.
It's good. It's definitely good. Like, I'm not complaining at all. Like, they always show love, and I appreciate that. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely can't complain. Like, it's awesome, you know?
Right, and tell me, because I'm always curious and a little bit nosy to know, like, what's the craziest thing a fan has done so far?
The craziest thing? Let's see. Probably for me, I was walking in the mall one time, and this chick, I guess she recognized me, and I think she follows me on Instagram or something, but she, like, walked past me, and I didn't even see her, to tell you the truth. I didn't recognize her, and my cousin seen her, like, just staring at me, and she stopped walking and just stared at me, and, like, I turned around, and I was just like, what's going on? She was kind of, like, just tripping out, I guess, and I was, like, tripping out myself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that was crazy.
Nothing too crazy. Not like jumping on cars and, you know, beating up bodyguards and stuff trying to get to you. Okay. I see it though. It's in the cards. It's about to happen. You know, I don't know about you walking through the mall no more. You're gonna have to get, you know, some security walking with you sooner or later, which is a good thing, you know, get president status, you know, the ladies have to stay off, but, you know,
yeah,
it's okay. So what's your typical day like? You know, I want to know, like, outside of music, what's your typical day? What do you do?
Typical
on
day.
On a lazy day, you know, do you get up? Do you cook? Do you like to play video games? I mean, you know, what do you like to do?
Man, on a lazy day, I would get up, eat some breakfast, hit up the homies, like sports, so play some ball, go out, maybe hit a bar up or something, play some pool. Pretty chill, you know, just keep it chill, and definitely anything with sports, go swimming, barbecue, hit the mall, go to the movies, any of that kind of fun stuff.
Absolutely. So it's good because, you know, it's good to see that you still like to do those type of things. You ask anybody else, Ms. P, all I do is stay in the studio 24/7. I never sleep. I never eat. I eat music. That's all I do. And I'm like, really? Seriously? Like, come on, stop. You know, music can be a passion. It's a passion of mine as well. Like, I love listening to good music. I love to be introduced to any type of, you know, styles and genres and stuff of that nature. But I don't eat, sleep, and drink music, guys. You know, like, I do get up and have coffee. You know, I watch TV, you know. So I can't take people tell me that that's all they do. And I'm like, really, that's it? But you excluded the fact that you're on the radio right now talking to me. So, yeah, you do other things.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to believe, but that's how people are nowadays, you know?
Absolutely. So I want to hear a little bit more about this project. I want to know, like, what, you know, people need to be in tune to, what they need to be looking forward to, you know, from this mixtape.
This mixtape is, like I said before, I just want it to be, like, a solid tape, every song just to be hidden. So I'm concentrating on... I got some other cats from local here from Phoenix that I did tracks with, like William P, my boy Soy from the Miners, Tracks 101. So it's not too many features, but I want every song to be dope. So these cats are dope. So each song we just put all our effort and energy into it and making sure that it flows good first of all and that people are gonna feel, you know. So it's
Absolutely.
Just a solid tape is my goal.
Absolutely. So if people wanted to stay in tune with you, to follow, you know, follow up with you and make sure that they're, like, present for everything that you're doing, where would they go to find you?
You can follow me on Twitter, @MoneyDash, as well as Instagram at Money Dash. I always stay posting pictures of things that I'm doing when we're in the studio, when we're just chilling, just random. You could also go to Facebook, search Money Dash. I got an artist page on there with music and links and all that. And you can go to the YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/money-86. And I got 5 official videos on there, as well as over 100 tracks that you could bump and just stay updated.
Wow, that's awesome. Over 100 tracks, Money Dash. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, we've been putting in work for a while.
Wow, that's amazing. Congrats and kudos to that. I also wanted to, you know, tell you that congrats on, you know, having that exclusive meeting with TI management team, you know, to showcase your music. So, you know, you're doing a damn thing, and I'm proud of you, you know.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, how was that? Like, you don't have to give us in-depth details about the meeting, but, you know, how was that whole feeling just being able to, you know, be in that realm of people, knowing that, yeah, this is changing and this is all happening and it's happening to me? You know, how were you feeling at that moment?
It's crazy. Like, I can't even explain the feeling, but just to know that those people are that important, you know, they could make or break you, you know, pretty much as far as career wise. And but just to be in there, man, I can't even explain it. It was just crazy feeling, and they were feeling the music, and we chopped it up about a bunch of stuff, and it was a great experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and I know there's a lot more great things to come, but I definitely want you to know that, you know, your family to the Intune Show. So anytime is, you know, you have a venue and you want to promote it and let other people know about it, you can definitely let me know or get, you know, Dom to let me know and we'll blast it. You know, anything that you got that you want to be filtered, you can look at this as your home of places to filter, because we want to, you know, let you know that we appreciate and support you. And we're behind you 100% in all your upcoming projects. And, you know, as things go on and you want to come back on and keep us, you know, in tune, then definitely feel free to do that as well.
That's love, yo. I appreciate that for real. Definitely going to keep beating you up.
Yes, you better, because I don't want to become a stalker. Because you never had a stalker that just, like, kind of jumped on your car and all those things that I hear that women do. Like, I'm going to just do it all to you. I'm going to give you that experience you never had. Okay, so don't do it. Stay in tune.
I'm waiting for that. I'm going to wait for that.
So stay in tune. And do I have your permission to keep your songs in rotation on the Intune Show?
Oh, most definitely.
Thank you so much. And once again, before we let you go, tell everybody once again where they can find you on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Twitter at Money Dash, Instagram at Money Dash also. Facebook, search Money Dash, and youtube.com/Money-86.
Absolutely. And for all those interested in booking him in your area, definitely reach out and get in touch with Dom Natty Celebs at PocketTownManagement@gmail.com. Stay in tune with Money Dash because he's doing big things. Thank you so much, Money Dash, for keeping us in tune tonight.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. You have a great evening.
All right, you too.
Yay, guys. So that was Money Dash. Once again, get him in your town to perform, okay? Do it now. Write down this email address. I'll tell you again, you better not miss it. No, you guys know I'm playing with you, but don't miss it anyway. PocketTownManagement@gmail.com for, you know, anyone who's interested in booking him for media, anyone's interested in having him come and perform in your town. Let's support. You can find him at Money Dash, just the way it sounds, MoneyDash on Twitter. Keep up with his tweets and definitely stay in tune to the Intune Show because he gave us permission to keep him in rotation. Show him love, guys, because he's a new family member. I want to give a shout out to everybody who tuned in this evening for Money Dash and for all those who missed the show. Don't fret. You can go to your iTunes store or your Droid Market, whatever you guys call it, and you can download our app on the go. You could definitely go to iTunes on podcast and listen into this show, and you can definitely find it right here on Blog Talk Radio on our archive link, or you can visit us at www.intuneshow.com to stay in tune. I just want to give a big shout out once again to everybody who continues to support the Intune Show. In such a small time, we've grown. And I just want to give a shout out to all the people that contribute to the Intune Show, like Diva J, Altitude, Dawn De Phillips, Dr. Sue, Lady Twinkles, Lyrics, Kay Bookman, Miss P, I'm talking about me, and all you awesome people that contribute by keeping our show alive. You know, this is your show. It's not just ours, and we want you to treat it as so. So until next time, guys, stay in tune. I'm going to be interviewing Twister tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern. For all those who can't be tuned in at that time, you can definitely catch us on all those things that I just mentioned. You can also tune in to us because I'm going to be talking to Jay Holiday's mom. She just launched a book, Raising Jay Holiday, so we're going to be actually talking to her as well. There's a lot of exciting things coming up for the Intune Show. Stay in tune, and I have to plug the fact that Michael Key from 112 will be back on Tuesday, and our biggest fan contest winner, Lyrics, who is also our music coordinator, will be, co-hosting with me to interview Michael Key from 112. He's going to be telling us about his new organization he started for lupus awareness. The party is the 17th for all y'all who's going to be out there in ATL. Y'all need to go buy tickets and support and donate this cause, the awareness to lupus, okay? So stay in tune with the Intune Show because we're always doing big things. We're not going to stop here. We're going all the way. So stay in tune. Have a good night, babies.
I'm in tune. Let's go. I'm in tune.